USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden meeting with his full cabinet and talking about ways to promote his $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Good infrastructure planning is always about looking to the future. You know, railroads weren't part of infrastructure until we built them.
Kentucky House Republican James Comer.
It's not an infrastructure bill. Only 25% of the total funding would go for basic infrastructure.
Both appeared on Fox. The Biden administration is launching a program to help people in low-income communities get COVID-19 vaccines. Vice President Harris was at a roundtable with community leaders.
With the increasing number of supply of vaccinations, we are at a phase at this moment where we can actually get a hold of this thing and advance where we want to be as a country in terms of protecting our neighbors.
This is USA Radio News.
The border is in crisis after President Trump secured the border with Mexico. Everyone's worried about the growing problem. And why is the Biden administration spending $86 million on hotel rooms for captured migrants? Now, Grant Stinchfield investigates the border crisis and finds the real truth about Biden's executive orders and dangerous policies. So watch Stinchfield on Newsmax TV tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the dangers to our economy and security. Newsmax TV is one of America's leading cable news channels. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch to a new service. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching anytime. Find out about the real border crisis on Grant Stinchfield tonight on Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
Emotional testimony in the courtroom from Courtney Ross, who was George Floyd's girlfriend. She discussed their mutual drug use and struggles with opioid addiction.
There was a time in March when you knew he was back to using pills, is that right?
I thought his behavior had changed.
The defense saying that drugs played a role in Floyd's death. Ross testified that Floyd overdosed and was hospitalized 2 months prior to his death. She said the passenger in his car last May was one of his drug suppliers. He told the court through an attorney that he will plead the fifth and not testify in the case. At least 4 people, including a child, were killed in a shooting at a Southern California business complex on Wednesday. The suspected gunman and a female victim were also shot and taken to a local hospital in critical condition. A firearm was located at the scene. California Governor Gavin Newsom tweeted, "It was horrifying and heartbreaking." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Mistakes at a Baltimore plant have caused some Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccines to be tossed. USA's Dan Rocky has more.
A batch of Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccines had to be thrown out after they failed quality checks. In a statement, the company said that an ingredient made by supplier Emergent BioSolutions did not meet standards, causing the batch to be discarded. The New York Times first reporting the news, saying that 15 million doses were lost, but the company has not confirmed the size of the batch. Johnson & Johnson says it still plans to deliver the 100 million doses it had promised by the end of June. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Beijing continues to make sweeping changes in Hong Kong's independence from China. USA's John Clements reports.
China bypassed the legislature of Hong Kong by imposing sweeping changes to the electoral system that creates power by Beijing to vet anyone attempting to run for political office. Ed Price is the U.S. State Department spokesman.
The changes, which will establish a committee to vet candidates for office based solely on their loyalty to Beijing and diminish the proportion of directly elected members of the Legislative Council, will severely curtail meaningful pluralism and representative governance in Hong Kong.
Many see this as the latest move by China to dismantle the pro-democracy efforts of 2019 that rattled the authoritarian government in Beijing. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.